Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. This is a recording from the monthly Oldie Literary Lunch at the National Liberal Club. To book a ticket, please go to www.theoldie.co.uk/lunches. Our next speaker, I think, is definitely the world's most famous cook. She's written over 70 cookery books. She's sold over 5 million copies. You will know her from the Great British Bake Off. Astonishingly, she just turned 90. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Berry. And Mary has said she prefers me to ask some questions. So, Mary, I'll ask by saying, move a bit forward so people can see you. How did you celebrate your 90th?
Right. I was absolutely terrified that I was going to have that microphone because tall chaps, I could not reach it. I got my own. Lovely to be here.
And how did you celebrate your 90th, which was last March, I think?
With shock. Yeah. On my actual birthday, the one show that had been worked, BBC asked me to do the whole of the one show with Alex about my life. And we did a little bit of preparation before I went back to Bath to see my school. And I remember going through the front door, having never been a prefect, I'd never been allowed through the front door. And I remember going back to our old house, which had been divided in half. I remember going to the council chamber because I was immensely proud of my dad. And I said, I want to see his portrait. And my dad has the only portrait in the council chamber for the last 120 years. So I want to go to that. But, and then I came back into the studio, and the RHS had decorated the studio with wonderful flowers, but I love flowers. And sitting on the sofa with Claudia Winkleman and Nell and Sue. So I was so happy to have them with me. And then they began talking about my life, and suddenly on the screen came Prince William. And you can imagine, you certainly see Prince William saying something about you. I thought, grasp the nettle, don't cry. And he said, Mary taught me everything I know. I did actually do a bit of judging with them a few Christmases ago, and to have Catherine, not Katie, he calls her Catherine and William making meringue roulades and talk about being competitive, and life is competitive, and I was full of agreement. Result, a draw. I know which way my bread's butter.
And Mary, you're here to talk about your new book, Mary 90, My Very Best Recipes. Well, you've been cooking for a long time. How did you choose those best recipes, and what would you say, if you can, is the best?
It's a lovely thing to do, BBC Books asked me to do it, because I could reminisce, and I love going back, about each recipe, who gave it to me, what it meant to me, and I was able to put in all the things that I wanted to. And what book would put three lasagnas in? But any of you, if you cook for a crowd, you make lasagna. Mine's good. So there's my classic one, and then there's one with mushrooms. And somebody said here today that they made the mushroom one. And then a quick one, all in one book, so you don't have to fumble in old books or try and get it on the internet. It's really all my favourite recipes that people, when I'm in the street or if I'm in Waitrose and somebody sort of goes, I do your lemon drizzle. And that is, when you're in your dotage, like me in my twilight years, it's so lovely when somebody comes up and they say, isn't it annoying? It's not annoying. People don't ring up and say, my cake went down in the middle, so what should I do? They came in and said, I made your beef cheeks from the new book. I have tried to put new things in, but that have just come in like these jeans, so delicious if you cook it for a long, long time. I get tips from the chefs that they are so much better than mere preparation. When you see a proper chef chopping up, and Jamie Oliver came on my last one show, and you can imagine, usually they say to me, would you remember to include this and don't forget that? Nothing was said, and we just chop, and ended up in the pub. The most popular programs.
And Mary, your lovely new book has pictures of you as a child. Can you explain a bit about where the love of cooking came from originally?
The love of cooking, I went to Bath High School and I regret very much that I didn't work. My favourite subject was break or games, and I did absolutely nothing. I used to get first in your term, get there very early in order to sit at back. I wasn't worried by being asked to do things, and I now regret it, because when I look at people like Jane Grigson, who are the great authors who cook from experience, I haven't that language. You know, I don't really go further than delicious, and I wish I had that. And it wasn't until I was 12. And we had the option of Latin or a maths or domestic science, as it was called. Domestic science I did. My teacher was Miss Wright, and she was knee high to a grasshopper, heart of gold, and she was a teacher. And that's what I think I am now. And I'm fortunate to have such a big class.
And for many years, the words British food was a joke, but actually, even as a young girl, did you eat very well? Was there good British food?
Well, of course, most of my childhood, it was wartime, and Dad didn't really like gardening, but on the other hand, he had to garden, because he had a garden, and he grew potatoes and raspberries and strawberries, and I remember Mummy having picking sweet peas, and preserving eggs to have them in the winter, preserving them in isinglass. And it was a very happy time. Life was quite different. Food at home was whatever we got. And we didn't go out to theme parks or, you know, garden was, or outside was the entertainment dens. I did do a bit of cooking. I remember by the wall, we built stones and we put a pipe through the fire we had, and we even had poured water in the top. It came down the pipe into a pan, and we sort of heated up things in it, and we used to fry up and so on. I always loved camping and outdoor cooking since.
And Mary, if somebody spent a lifetime cooking delicious food, you're incredibly thin and spare. How do you stop becoming a fatty?
With great difficulty. I'm rather amused by all these things you can have done now with injections, because I can think of nothing worse. And I am pretty careful, and I really enjoy my food. And I've learnt no second helpings. Does sound boring, doesn't it? And you know, after we've had supper, it's one of the best chocolates before we watch the telly. I'm careful, I enjoy my food. And we lost a son, and after that, I lost weight. And I was determined to look up at Will and say thank you, and I stayed that way. Oh, I can get about my quality.
And I think your first book, the Hamlin All Colour Cookbook, came out in 1917. You first appeared in the 1970s on telly with Judith Chalmers on the imaginatively named TV programme Good Afternoon! How much has publishing and TV changed over the last 50 years?
It's changed. When I first wrote that book, and somebody brought it today, did you not? the old Cameron Rollback cookbook that was absolutely battered, and I signed it. That was the first book to hand me one, and it had a picture with every single recipe. And that's how I come back to now. My latest books have a picture with everything, so you can at least look at it and hope to get the result. And it gives you a guide. And it certainly has changed considerably. And I have always I was given advice very early. What, two things? One, Judy Chalmers said, for goodness sake, smile. And I said, well, I just don't want it to be perfect. She said, it's not for the world if it's not perfect. And smile, and remember that there's only one person. Think of one person at home, not an audience. One person is there doing the ironing or feeding their baby, and if you're not interesting and fun and smiling, they'll go to the only other channel. So that was the advice. The other advice I had was from a lady called Mrs. Francis, and one of her friends was editor of Housewife magazine. This was very early on, and she said, you're to go next, do the next issue because the editor's away. So I said, I can't. I said, I feel the English is concerned. She said, when you explain how I'm to cook my supper and you write it down for me, you write as you speak. Forget all the extras, just make it practical. And so I'm a practical cook, and I try to encourage you to be the same.
And I think you were a mere stripling of 75 when you got a call from a new programme called The Great British Bake Off. Did you realise when you were first doing it, it would be such a huge hit?
I remember when the phone call went in January, and it was the BBC saying we're doing a programme on cakes, and we'd like you to be considered for the judge. And I thought, I can do that. I've written two cakebooks. I was even nervous about it. I mean, a little slip of a girl who was about 19 came down and did a bit of filming in my kitchen. I went there and I said, I can't do it on my own. I need someone by my side to refer to. So they said, right, we've got a whole lot of chefs for you. And six chefs came into a village hall. Six tables, all doing something with me, and they filmed it. And then they said, well, which one did you like? I said, it's not who I like, it's who you think goes best with me. And that's how I got from Hollywood. And he's brilliant on bread, but he's not as good at cakes.
Well, that's a very good place to stop. Thank you so much to Mary Berry, talking about her book, Mary Knightley, My Very Best Friend. You have been listening to Radio Aldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get three trial issues of the Aldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every six issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter Old Trial as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter Old Trial.